Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
October 7, 1805. Down the Clearwater. After descending the Lolo Trail that took them over the Bitterroot Mountains, the Corps arrived at an extensive plain now called the Weeyip Plains of Idaho. After traveling a few miles toward the Kuskuskee, the Clearwater River, they set up a canoe camp and proceeded to carve out canoes for their downstream journey. When they leave the Clearwater, they will enter the Snake River and then proceed onto the Columbia River near the present-day Tri-City area of Pasco, Kennewick, and Richland. Captain Clark writes,
"I continue very unwell, but obliged to attend everything. All the canoes put into the water and loaded, fixed our canoes as well as possible, and set out. As we were about to set out, we missed both of the chiefs who promised to accompany us. I also missed my pipe tomahawk, which could not be found. The after part of the day cloudy, proceeded on past 10 rapids, which were dangerous. The canoe in which I was struck a rock and sprung a leak in the 3rd rapid. We proceeded 20 miles and encamped on a starboard point opposite a run. Passed a creek, small, on the larboard side at 9 miles, a short distance from the river at 2 feet 4 inches north of a dead-top pine tree, and buried 2 lead canisters of powder. Had the canoes unloaded, examined and mended a small leak which we discovered in a thin place on her side. Passed several old camps of Indians today. Our course and distance shall be given after I get to the Forks, which the Indians say is the last of the bad water, until we get to the Great Falls, 10 days below, where the white people live. The lodges are of sticks set in a conical form of roof of a house and covered with mats and straw. Captain William Clark, October 7, 1805.
The two missing chiefs were the Twisted Hair and Tetaharski. Nothing is known about Tetaharski except what appears in the journals today and on May 4, 1806. Monday, canoes damaged.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.